Good evening. Today is the 11th of Tevet, Shvat, which in the world of Lubavitch is very auspicious. Yes, exactly. And the reason is because one of the Rebbes accepted the position. The Ferta Rebbe, the Tata Emeser, was one of the Rebbes accepted the position, the Tafkid, and then he was asked on the 10th and accepted. Not quite sure. That's what I'm sure you look it up online. You can find out exactly what it's all about. But it's a very important evening in the world of Chassidut. So there you go. At the end, last time we were learning, so Aaron and I were talking afterwards about a machlokas over why we do Nitzel Sadaim. So we're going to see it right now. That's going to be tonight's topic. So let's join on page 2 right there at the bottom. Question is, why did Chazal establish washing one's hands in the morning with a bracha? So the source for it is 3. The Gemara says, Kimashi yadei leima, when you just wash your hands, what do you say? Baruch asher yishanim zavet zivanu al netilas yadayim. So the question is, why did Chazal say wash your hands with a bracha then? Right? For example, after the washroom, there's no bracha, netilas yadayim after the washroom. There might be a bracha, what's it called? Sure. There might be a bracha shoyatzar, right? But there's no netilas yadayim. So there's 2 different answers. The first is going to be the Rush, and the second answer will be the Rashba. So the Rush says, I'll tell you why. 4. The fee, page 2. The fee, sheyadav shel adam askanios. Hein? Your hands are, I don't know, they're busy. I don't know. They're doing stuff, okay? What? Yeah, busy. V'iyav shor shelo yigab b'basar metunaf b'layla. And it's impossible they're not going to touch with a place to one's body which is considered metunaf, which is like dirty or whatever it is. So therefore, tik nu bracha kodem shikra kriyashma v'ispal. You're going to say kriyashma, right? Nothing against psukhi de zimra, but you know what I mean? Like, you're going to say shema, you're not washing your hands, it's totally inappropriate. You're not going to be done with hands that are basically dirty. You need to wash. But not just wash. A wash that's worthy of reciting a bracha. Okay. Now, the Rashba says, not convinced. The Rashba says, no. Let's take a look at 5. Anyone want to read, by the way? I don't know why I always read. I'm going to do the Rashba. I'm going to read the tshuva. Any volunteer?
Sure.
Yeah, Shimon, sure, take it away.
Lefisha b'shachar anu nasim ke birya charasha dichtiv charashim.
Okay, what does that mean?
You're like a new creation.
New creation, very good.
Tiv Kadashim Bakarim Rabab and Ratacha. Kamosha Balahem Zichronam Li Rachab Bit Midrash.
Fine. So Midrash quotes something that every day we're a new creation. Good.
All right.
Therefore,
Srikinanu Lihodot Lo Yibarach, Al Shabaranu Lichfodo Lishiruto, Ulvarech Bishmo, Valdavarzet, Tiknu Bashachar, Kol Tan Brachot Shani Bavarchin, Bechol Boker Boker. Lufika Hanu Trikin Likadesh Bigdushato, Vlitoya Denu Minakli.
Wow. Okay, wow. So every day a person has a new job, a new tafkid. And how do you prepare for that? Wash your hands. Just like the Kohanim at the table, right? Just like the Kohanim. Just like the Kohanim would wash their hands by the kiyor before they did their avoda. So we have to wash our hands before we do our avoda. And that is worthy of a bracha. Hear that? By the way, that's such a it's such a powerful statement, because what essentially the Rashba is saying is that everyone has, today my job is, let's say I'm whatever my profession is, I'm a student, I'm a teacher, I'm a doctor, I'm an accountant, I'm a painter, whatever I am, I have to serve Hashem. I'm alive. That is such an important day for me. I have to wash my hands before I begin to get out there and do my thing, right? And that's what he says. That's pretty amazing. From a clear like a Kohen is when they speak Kiyor. Okay, those are big differences. Okay, don't look. Look up. What would be an afghan between the two?
You stay up all night.
Okay, if you stay up all night, so I'll go through this. If you stay up all night, which one would you and would you not? Would you argue?
I would say, according to Rosh, his reasoning doesn't apply.
Doesn't apply. Why? Because
you're not touching.
I know what I'm not, right? I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention to what I'm doing, right? I'm not, scratching my earlobes or my armpits or whatever. I'm paying attention. First of all, I'm wearing clothes on, whatever, right? Very good. So therefore, I wouldn't have to wash. Whereas the Rashba would say, listen, if every day it's a new Biyah Chadasha. Now,
Is it Briah Chadash if you don't sleep? Some of it probably is. Right? Do you have to sleep to have Briah Chadash, or is it like you're still hanging on to yesterday's Briah Chadash if you stay up all night, right? Like, is it a new recreation every day, or that's only true if you sleep? So if you don't sleep, is that a new recreation? I don't know. Unclear. Maybe not, right? What else could be other than Nafkamina? Okay, you can peek if you want. What about Mincha? Okay. So if you hold that what it's considered, what does the Rosh say?
To clean yourself
before you say Kriyat Shema. Now, you could argue that maybe it's not the sleep necessarily that's causing you to touch things, right? Maybe it's the daily activities, or that you're going to forget things.
Just
meaning,
as Efshar.
What's that?
Just as Efshar, yeah.
Right, meaning, the question is, even according to the Rosh, is it just about your hands are busy, and therefore before you daven, you should wash your hands? Because you're not sure what things touch. Well, that could be true if it's at 2 in the morning. It'd also be true at 2 in the afternoon if you're busy doing things. You're not really as cognizant. But if it's about reciting, davening with clean hands, then so true. Maybe between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., who knows? But maybe also in 2 and 5 p.m., who also knows? Because I was busy, you know, at work or at school or whatever. Right? Maybe, potentially. At least that's what he seems to suggest.
I got enough, Kamina.
Yeah, what's another one?
Kriyat Shema versus Kol Otan Brachot.
Okay, so it's interesting what he says here is that, right, so again, I think the Kol Otan Brachot are just a way of saying like a morning thing. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
It's part of it. Exactly. Right. It would include the other brachot of the morning.
Right.
Kol Shachar.
Where Shachar and Mincha, it doesn't matter.
Whereas the Rosh would just say, for instance, practical nafkamina. Yeah. I'm walking a shul. I can say all of my. I realize I forgot to vas in the morning. I say all the brachot.
Well, Yiddish. Wow, look like that. Yeah. So what do you do?
So I can say all my brachot on the way to shul, anyways, until I get to Shema, or until. Well, I'm thinking birchot shachar.
Oh, you're saying. I see what you're saying. You're saying that if washing your hands is a prerequisite before kriyat Shema.
Yeah.
I could then, in theory, wait and daven a whole bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. right? And then wash afterwards.
Yeah.
As opposed to if it's a Briah Chadasha, Shevach, to perform any of my activities, I need to wash my hands before I begin any of my activities.
In the text, it's
very good. That's a very good Nafgamina. Good, good, excellent, very good. Excellent Nafgamina. And number six, what's Allah Lamaisa? Anutafsim, we're the Chumah for both, right? And therefore, if you didn't make a bracha, Tashidam Kodim at Fila, Shuv Lo Yivrachar at Fila, Kulei Alma. So after you have a shachar, you're like, oops, I didn't wash yet. Too bad. Meaning, not too bad. You need to wash, just don't make a bracha or such washing. So therefore, the bracha of all Nitzidai Mamish is only in the AM, is only in the morning when you wake up.
So you can fill the Rosh bracha.
And this way you could You want to feel both opinions.
Right, but I'm saying because if you don't do it, then you're not...
I see what you're saying. Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, if you're only washing your hands after shacharis...
You're not doing the Rashba.
So you're not doing the Rashba. Right, exactly. You're not doing the Rashba. Right, because you missed that. You missed those series. Okay, the next one, which we're going to wait for next time to deal with, is all of a sudden a third reason that comes somewhat out of left field, and that is this spooky Ruach Ra. Ooh, right? Okay, that will be... Hopefully you can wait up on the little spooky stuff until Gadol next week.